We're here on KSOM as we're looking at the upcoming high school soccer season. It's time to talk about the Riverside girls soccer team. And joining me now is the head coach for Riverside girls soccer, Kayla Harris. And coach, how are you feeling about your team coming into a brand new season?
The girls have been working really hard, so we're really excited to get the season started this year.
Very good. And, of course, this team was 1-11 last year, but they did not even field a team the year before the previous couple of years. So it was good to get a team on the field last year. What's the process been like for you after last year, just kind of developing a team out of nowhere and turning around this year to try and get things going?
Yeah, last year we were really excited just to have a team, and we had just over 20 kids playing for us. They all came out, worked really hard, and they brought in that win. And I know 1-11 might not sound good, but it was really exciting for our girls to get that win under their belt and build a little confidence. Obviously, it didn't end the season the way we wanted to. So this year we've been really focused on the fundamentals of things. We did some things on the off season. The girls have been working hard these first couple weeks out. We have just under 30 kids this year. So some new additions to the team, some returners. So I'm really excited to see what we can do. We're a little more going to try to be a little more offensive driven this year and kind of see what we can get done.
Well, you lose four seniors, but obviously you've gotten an influx of talent and numbers are better. So it was a fairly young team last year, and again, developing some skills and everything like that. Who are some players that you feel like came out of last year that are ready to lead this year?
Yeah, so a few of the ones that I have coming back, we do have one of my seniors is Markelli, and she is a goalie for us, and she worked really hard in there. And so we're lucky to have her back. I got a few other ones, Sarah Cody, Brecken Pierce, Bailey Richardson, Courtney Cavall, and McKenna Blocker. They all had some type of stat for us last year in the sense of maybe it was a goal or some defensive stops for us. So we're excited to have them back. All of them have done a lot of work for us, and they're coming out and they're really showing up. We have a new addition, Carly Miller, who's new to Riverside this year, but she was a transfer, and she stepped in, and she's been a great asset so far, and I'm really driving well with everybody, and I'm just excited to kind of see how they all work together this year to, like, kind of get us started.
What about Markelli in goal? What is her greatest attribute? She has 75.3 save percentage a year ago.
You know, she came in, and that she brings such a joy and a positivity to the team. She never doesn't have a smile on her face. And, like, the girls know that she does everything that she possibly can back there. And I think she talks to our defense a lot and talks and sees well. But I think the girls truly trust her. And I think even though we haven't all played together or anything like that, and I know that she hadn't been a goalie before last year, I mean, she has just stepped into the role and she owns it, whatever that may be, and willing to ask questions and works hard. And I mean, I think that's what your team looks for out of a goalie, is someone that they can trust in the good and the bad. And I think that she brings that to us.
What about other players in front of her defensively? Who do you see there?
Yeah. So Sarah and McKenna have been really helpful out there. They're just go-getters, and they, again, Sarah didn't get to play a lot last year. She ended up getting had like an injury, and so she wasn't able to play a lot. So I'm excited to see her come into her role a little bit more. McKenna stepped in when Sarah was injured, and she owned that. And so I'm excited to see those two work together, because I think together they're going to really hopefully disrupt some of the offenses that we have. And then I have Brecken, who is a little more defensive, but it's going to be helping on the offense as well. And I think that'll be exciting to watch. She was a midfielder for us last year off and on, and she, I think, has stepped up into more of a leadership role this year, and excited to see what she can do as well.
So I guess with Brecken, you know, last year she did have a couple of goals, 4 points for you a year ago as a sophomore. So you could see her kind of doing a lot of running back for defense and also contributing for offense. How is that going to work with her?
Yeah, so we're looking to see her really kind of run the field this year. She, like I said, she's one who's been putting a lot of effort in at practice. I really feel like all of our girls have been putting a lot of effort in. So, like, I know that we talk about just a few right here, but when I tell you that we have I have 27 kids. We're 27 strong, and I would trust any one of them on my field, and I'm excited to see it. And Brecken's just one that we can sit and talk about, but like, they're all showing those same characteristics, and I think they would all, they're all starting to like truly trust each other, and they're willing to go do hard things for each other. And that's what I think when you, when we talk about Brecken, that you do see that, like, yeah, I do plan on her running the field up and like helping on defense, going up and trying to score some goals for us as well. And I think, you got to have a few of those on your field, and she's one that I can see doing that for us.
Okay. What about at the, in the midfielder spot, in front of your defense?
Yeah. As of right now, we're kind of looking at Carly and Bailey being in that area. Both of those bring, they're very knowledgeable about the game. They've both played for many years, and I think they bring a little bit of a calm sense, and like they see the field well. So I'm excited to watch them kind of try to lead that offense a little bit and like see some things that maybe, we haven't seen before. I do feel like that was a struggle of ours last year, was getting cross midfield and like owning the offensive side. So I'm really excited to see what they can bring for us.
And then up front on the forward position, what do you see there?
Yeah. Right now we're looking at, we have a handful of kids up there. Courtney and Bailey will probably switch off a little bit playing forward and midfield. Courtney Cavall. And then we also have, a freshman, Sierra Ward. We have the Schumann girls, London and Kaylin have both played forward. Kaylin probably more defensive, but London's, had some goals for us as well. So it's kind of a mix up there. We have a new player as well, Hannah, and she will also probably be up there a little bit off and on too.
So where do you, what areas have you been specifically working on from last year's team to try and improve for this year?
I think our biggest thing, one, is having a, I'm going to take ownership of this, is just having a better game plan and like allowing them to see that there's a true defense and offense. Being a newer coach, I probably didn't do my best to portray that to them last year. So I think, I have an assistant this year. His name is Sean, and he's been very helpful in like seeing some of the play parts of it and like spreading out our defense and offense and like being able to move the ball up the field. And, our biggest thing is going to be really trying to get that ball past midfield and not just playing defense the whole game.
Okay. So your opener here is, going to be Atlantic, a tough way. Actually tonight you got Logan Magnolia,
yeah.
Lomag, and then Atlantic tomorrow. So, and then you got to play Creston on Thursday. So, three games in 4 days, pretty much. How do you feel about this opening?
We have six games this week.
Six games this week. Oh, okay. Yeah then
yes,
I see.
We Council play Bluffs TJ and then the tournament as well.
Wow. So, it's a busy week, overall.
Yes.
What do you make of just playing all these games here in the opening week?
We picked up Atlantic and Creston this year to try to fill our schedule, being, playing mostly just the WIC last year, just being new, didn't have a lot of time to get some extra games. I'm really excited. The girls are excited. I think you learn more on the field when you're playing, and I think we can take advantage of that. I'm really excited to come out against Logan today. We scrimmaged them last year, and we played them at the end of the year last year, and I was excited to see what our growth was from there. So I'm excited to come out. They're a competitive team. I think it'll be a really good matchup.
Well, Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck to your girls tonight against Lomag and again against Atlantic, and hopefully you'll get a chance to breathe after this busy week. Thanks so much.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Kayla Harris, head coach for Riverside Girls Soccer, with us here on KSOM.